Okay, hello everyone, and thank you for attending and listening to my presentation about maximum a posteriori-based regularization parameter selection. Basically, it's about lasso-based estimations generally. But we are going to explain our results in the context of UA estimation. And for this reason, we first introduce the UA problem and how it can be solved by a sparse representation method. And then we address the regularization parameter estimation problem, and we introduce some methods to solve this problem, and finally we compare the different methods. So, for the DOA problem, we have a set of sources and a set of a small array of sensors. And we are to estimate the directions of the sources, the direction of arrival of the signals to the sensors, only by having the data at the array point. So our assumptions are that the signals are narrowband and they are, and the sources are very far, so that we can write the received data as a linear model of the sense data. So if you assume a source from a certain direction theta in the space, we can write the received data as a multiplication of S to a steering vector, which is dependent on the configuration of the sensor array. For a linear array, it can be written as the vector we introduce here. So if we have many sources, the total received data will be by superimposing different elements will be a linear combination of the terms, which can be written in matrix form. And of course, we have always a noise term at the receiver. So there are many ways to solve this problem, but and many of them, like subspace methods, work very well, but for the problem is that they are not general. For example, in one snapshot case, they fail. So the most general solution is the lasso-based solution, and we are going to explain it now. For lasso-based estimation, we need to discretize the space, and then we assume that the sources are with a very fine estimation, you will get a better estimation. So this is a quantization noise introduced by discretizing the space. But then we introduce many, many non-real sources for each grid point in the space. Most of them are sending zero, except the sources that we are interested in. So we are introducing a very long vector of sources, and most of them are zero. And then we can write the method by the previous technique as the linear combination of these sources. Now, AG is the vector, is the matrix of all the steering vectors for the grid, and it is a very fat matrix. So even if there is no noise, this model cannot be solved because A is not invertible. So we need a constraint. Obviously, it is about the number of sources. The number of sources are constrained signal is sparse, and the number of non-zero elements are low. To express it in a general situation when we have many snapshots, the usual way is that we look at the extended sources in the direction-wise, and we introduce the average power from each direction of a space given by the average energy of the sources from that direction. For directions that there is no source, it will be zero. So the zero norm of this gamma vector, which is long in itself, gives the number of sources. Then the maximum likelihood estimator can be written as this. This is the usual maximum likelihood. This is related to the model, and this is the constraint about the number of non-zero elements. So it's very hard to solve this problem. It's as hard as solving the usual maximum likelihood in nonlinear least square. And what has been done is that you can write it in this equivalent form, and then replace the zero norm with one norm. And this is an approximation, but it works. And the reason is that, which is explained by Tipchiran itself, the reason is that with solving this optimization, it's more probable to hit these corners, like here, in the diamond-shaped surface introduced by the one norm. So if we solve this one, for different values of lambda, so here we have lambda in one scale and the number of non-zero elements here, we'll see that lambda controls the number, the sparsity of the source. So if we have more higher value of lambda, then we have less sources, less active indexes in the model. So the question will be, from estimation point of view, the question will be how to choose the proper value of lambda. For example, in this example, we have three sources, and probably this point should be chosen by a method. So before going to the method itself, I need to review some points about the lasso. So to estimate the number of sources, if we run the simulation, we'll get such a spectrum over the space, and then we need a thresholding to choose which one is active and which one is inactive. But it's not a problem because the difference is very high. And the lasso-based estimation is a good estimator of the direction, but it's biased for sources. And if you want a good estimation of the sources, it's not a part of the main problem. But if you are interested in that, then you have to solve another estimation again by assuming known directions, and it will be a usual least square method. Now we are to the problem of the regularization parameter selection. First, I just review some concepts in general estimation theory, especially for the maximum epistereo estimator. So if you write it in logarithmic scale, it can be written like this. And it's a combination of the prior and the model we have. So the question is that how you choose the prior. There are two ways to think about it. One way is that the prior is given by the physics. It's given by the nature, and it's a part of the model. But the other way is that the prior is a tool to apply some properties to the estimation. So how we in the second way of thinking, to illustrate it, I will show this graph, which one of the axes is the probability of error for an estimator when the true values, or true parameter values, are theta 1 and s 1, and the other axis will be the probability of error by the estimator when the true value parameters are theta 2 and s 2. And there's a trade-off between these two. You cannot be good at both of them. And by choosing a prior, you're actually moving along this curve. Probably you want to be here if you don't have any preference. You want to be good for all of them. And that's why we choose a prior. Usually a uniform prior works well, but not always. And here you can see that if you are getting to an asymptotic case where, then, for example, the noise goes to zero or the number of snapshots go to infinity, then it's possible to get better estimation, the mutualism. At the same time, you will get a good estimation for all the values. So one hard example is the model order selection, which we are interested because we want to know how to choose the right lambda, which is equivalent to choosing the right model order. As you can see, choosing a uniform will give an overfit. There has been many discussions about how to choose a prior, a good prior, and there have been some good priors based on asymptotic cases, for example, for large number of snapshots, which given by AIC, BIC, or MDL. And here we introduce the MDL, which chooses the best model as the model that describes the data in less number of bits, and this can be expressed as this one. This term is related to the number of bits of the parameters, and this one is the number of data bits with respect to the parameters we chosen. And as you can see, there is a relation between this maximum likelihood and the MDL. For our problem, MDL is given by this formula, and you add them up. As you can see, for many snapshots, it works very well, but for low number of snapshots, it doesn't work. So, as we are for in the case of one snapshot, it tends to overfit the model again. And we need to choose another prior. The good way to choose a prior is to look at the lasso itself, because lasso works. So probably it gives us a good prior as well. So if we compare the maximum likelihood with the lasso formulation, you will see that if we choose a Laplacian prior, then we can compare maximum likelihood with our technique. And then you can use the maximum likelihood for choosing lambda. It gives this estimator. It is actually discussed in many papers that this doesn't work. It actually works, but the problem is that it only works for very high SNRs, where you are very close to asymptotic case, where actually every prior may work. As you can see now, it follows the right answer. The minimum is related to the true number of sources, but it loses the track very soon. So what's the problem? The problem is that we are going giving a high probability to non-desired values. We are not interested in very high dimensional space, but the Laplacian prior gives us the main probability is given to very high dimensional space. So we remove that part. And we constrain the probability density function for the prior to the low dimensional space, and it is given by this one. This is Laplacian, but only over low dimensional spaces. And then solving for maximum likelihood, we'll get such an estimator, but assuming n and sigma are deterministic but unknown parameters. And then you can use the robust estimation of sigma and n, as explained before, to get an estimation. And as a result, you can compare it to the MDL. So we have the matched estimator and mismatched estimator. The mismatched estimator is made by playing with the optimization. Actually, you can have many equivalent forms of optimization, and all of them can interpret it in different Bayesian form. So, there is a long discussion in the paper. I'm not going to read it, but then, as you can see, by playing with the optimization, you will get different priors, but all of them are working very well. But as you can see, they are slightly different related to the prior that you play and you change the point in your curve. But MDL does not work, and it probably works for high dimensional spaces. So as a result, as a conclusion, we have the lasso technique, and it works. And you can choose to use the usual model order selections, but you also can choose the asymptotic. You can choose the lasso as a prior to do the model order, and in this case, it works much, much better. So thank you, and.
Yeah, please.
Just a very trivial question. I guess the argmin should be an argmax in your detector, right? Because you are always minimizing the posterior with the map.
Yes, it is maximum.
It's consistent in your talk. Yeah, here, argmin and
so on. No, this is mean because this is length. But I guess you are talking about, okay, you're right. The logarithm of probability should be maximum of probability. Yeah. That's wrong.
Any other questions?
But usually you're using the negative likelihood, so you're writing then as a minimum, which is wrong here.
Since you're discretizing the data, why is it that you are getting such clear peaks that you are able to threshold? Shouldn't nearby coefficients be active? Because
you mean where?
In one of much previous slide.
Yeah, this one?
Yeah.
There are some proofs that this one, let me go back. This one, the zero norm and one norm are equivalent in some cases.
Yeah, but that's under a condition that there's low correlations between the columns of your A, right? In this case, you're discretizing the space, so it doesn't seem like that condition would hold.
Right, that's right. Actually, I wrote another paper which is not published yet that proves that in this case for the, I mean, your A matrix is sampled from a direct manifold. In this case, still we have a sparse solution, and it gives sharp peaks.
Okay.
Any other question? I do have a question, in fact. So it seems that you have some kind of mixture between, let's say, deterministic approach and a Bayesian approach. So why don't you go the along the full Bayesian way, assuming that lambda is random variable, for example, with some prior distribution?
Well, yeah. One way is that, I mean, I did it. The first approach was that I assumed that lambda is completely Bayesian and the prior is uniform. This is one way to look at it. But it doesn't work, and in the literature there are some papers that use, for example, Jeffrey Pryor to estimate this Bayesian lasso. But I want to say that there's no way to think, I mean, you can go backward and backward again, and you always choose another prior to get, and this is hierarchical Bayesian. But some, at some extent you should stop, so I stopped at the first step.
Okay, thank you very much.